He's back for his second season in the WHL. Caden Price joins us for a few minutes. Kelowna Rocket defenseman who comes off a season, I would call it a quiet rookie campaign. Caden, from your perspective, would you say it was kind of a quiet year for you?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I didn't really know a ton coming in. I think I was just there to put my best effort forward and see what everything would bring with me. But, yeah, I think I had a lot of success playing with Tyson Feist, the Rockets captain there. I think he taught me a lot as just being an older guy in the league and our captain, and he's just a great person on and off the ice. So I think he really led me, and, yeah, I thought I had a decent year, but I think I can put a lot more into this one.
When I first saw you, and again, there were a lot of scouts that talked highly about what you were able to do, and I saw you in exhibition play, and I thought, boy, this guy is really composed with a puck. It looks like he can skate pretty well, too. Are those two of your greatest assets?
Yeah, definitely. I would say my skating. I think I was actually never that good of a skater, but I took to my parents and asked them, like, I think I need to get better, and I knew I wasn't good, so I worked hard to get to be a good skater, and I would like to say I am a pretty good skater. But yeah, I would say my skating, I think I'm pretty calm with the puck and I read the ice pretty well, would be my top attributes.
When I talked to the Rockets scouting staff, they told me that you could have been a first round WHL Bantam pick. Take me back to WHL prospects draft day. Did you think you'd be taken around one?
I didn't really know. I was just hopeful and just took it for what it was. I think it was a different year, right? It's COVID, so it was just at home with my family and hoping for the best. But I was definitely, after the first round passed by, I was getting a little antsy. My mom could definitely tell. She told me after. She's like, yeah, we knew you were getting a little nervous. But I think, I saw my name called the Rockets, and I just knew what a great organization it was. So, I mean, I think I couldn't have been any luckier where I was picked.
Caden Price is from Saskatoon. Good Saskatchewan kid. You got to love that. Talk about playing minor hockey in Saskatchewan. And Saskatchewan produces a lot of real good players. So what was it like in that environment?
Yeah, no, it was good. I think Saskatchewan's like just everybody loves hockey there, right? Like it's a great great community and everybody's kind of into hockey. So that makes it easy for everybody to get into hockey. And yeah, I loved it. It was good. I had a good family to support me playing there, and my parents grew up there, so it was a good time.
Did you ever play with Kevin Korchinski, or who were you aligned with over your course of your minor hockey days, where you said to yourself, well, I'd like to play in the WHL, and probably this guy too, either a teammate or maybe even an opponent, you'll probably see him also playing in the WHL, and now you do.
Yeah, I played against Kevin probably almost every second year, right, because he's a year older, but so I would play against them. But yeah, no, like kids like Riley Height, Braden Yeager, all those top-end guys, I think playing against them was challenging and really good. But there's a lot of great talent coming to Saskatchewan, and I think it's a great, great hockey community. And yeah, I played against those guys pretty much all the way up, so it was good.
Big Ryder fan or not necessarily so?
Yeah, lots more probably when I was younger. I think my grandparents, they live out on a farm, and my grandpa and grandma, they really love the Ryder. So we would go down and watch a few games. I think I've been to one or two at the new stadium. So it's unreal atmosphere and a great time to go to. So I love the Riders for that, but yeah.
Okay, Caden Price joins us for a few minutes. Kelowna Rockets second-year defenseman. Let's talk about winning that gold medal. You win a gold medal at the under-18s. First of all, okay, you're invited. That's great. Did you think you were going to make the team? And to win a gold, man, that's a great summer.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think, it was unreal playing hockey in the middle of summer, just getting kind of back into mid-season shape and form, playing games and practicing. But, yeah, no, I went into camp, and I just kind of put my best effort forward, kind of like the Rockets camp my first year. Didn't expect much, but I just did my best, and, everything aligned pretty well for me. And I thought I had a really, really good couple of games there in the camp, and I was lucky enough to make the team. And, yeah, the tournament was really cool. I mean, going to Red Deer and just having that whole entire international kind of tournament feel was really cool, playing against guys that I've never played against before. So it was really cool, and to top it off with a gold medal, I mean, it couldn't be any better.
This is your draft year. Tell me about the pressure. I guess, what are the expectations, and what do you want to do on the ice that'll catch the eye of an NHL scout?
Yeah, it's a long way, I think. It's not till June, right? So I think just taking it one step at a time and not really thinking about the end goal right now, and just putting my best effort forward, whether it's in practice or in a game or off the ice. And I think just slowly baby stepping away and just playing my best and putting my best effort forward and playing my game and sticking to it.
No Jake Lee, No Tyson Feist. What will that be like? What will the life be like for Caden Price? Will you be the anchor on the blue line? Do you want to be the anchor on the blue line at only 17 slash, well, yeah, you just turned 17.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think every player wants to be that guy, right? But I think we got a pretty good core back. Some of the guys that have been played here for a couple of years now. And I think we're pretty confident in our guys coming back. And we got some guys at camp that look real good that can probably come in and have a good role too. So, yeah, definitely. I think I'm going to have a bigger role this year, and I'm going to try and take advantage of it and do what I can do and just play my best and play my game.
Most inspirational person in your hockey career. Who has gotten you to where you are today, do you think?
I would definitely have to say my parents, just from a young age. My dad's been really supportive. I think he's just all the way up. He's been, when he was younger, he really enjoyed the sport, and I don't think he's ever lost the love for the game. Like, he's still coaching to this day. My mom still coaches, whether it's hockey, baseball. We've just been quite the athletic family, I'd say. Like, we play most sports, and so I think those two would probably be, those my parents.
Your dad is a realtor, right? And I've had a chance to meet him. He's a good-looking guy. I'll tell you one thing. I don't know if you look at your dad and you go, yeah, he's actually, he's a pretty handsome dude. But if I was going to buy a house in Saskatoon, would he be the guy to be my realtor?
Yeah, no, I'd definitely suggest my dad. But, yeah, no, he's been super supportive all the way up. And both my parents, they look pretty good for their age, I have to say. They're pretty good. But, yeah, no, I'd say those two for the supporters.
You could have been hit with the ugly stick, and clearly you weren't hit in that area. Hey, good luck this year. Play well. And again, don't let the pressure get to you. I know there will be some, but again, looking for some big things from you back on the blue line.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, once again, Caden Price, Kelowna Rocket defenseman, second year here in the WHL. It's the home of the Rockets, 104.7 The Lizard.